USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has asked for his resignation after, quote, losing trust and confidence in him. The action is resulting from Spencer's handling of the case involving Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. Esper found out that Spencer had been going behind his back while promising the White House that he would find a way for Gallagher to be able to retire and retain his status as a Navy SEAL. Edward Gallagher was accused of war crimes and is expected to face a disciplinary review board next week. Esper has recommended a replacement to the president. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has officially become a candidate for president.
Mike Bloomberg started as a middle-class kid who had to work his way through college, then built a business from a single room to a global entity.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A tragedy at a convenience store in Alabama. A sheriff has been killed in the line of duty. Sergeant Steve Jarrett of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
The Lyons County Sheriff, Big John Williams, was involved in an incident here at the QB gas station in Hayneville, Alabama, which is in Lyons County. And unfortunately, the sheriff was shot fatally.
Authorities have arrested 18-year-old William Chase Johnson, who is the alleged shooter. On NBC's Meet the Press, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the impeachment inquiry may not be over. There may be more depositions and more hearings.
Members are going to have to think hard about two things. One, the knowledge that if we do nothing, it is very likely the president will do this again. But second, are Republicans prepared to say that they will allow this president and any future president to simply stonewall the Congress and refuse to provide evidence?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rudy Giuliani is discussing his work in Ukraine. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
I did the right thing.
Former New York mayor, now President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump did not ask him to do anything in Ukraine to further Trump's political career. Giuliani says he was legitimately looking into corruption there involving former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden and the company the younger Biden worked for.
I was so effective that I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press has been covering up.
On Fox News, Giuliani says it was Biden, who as vice president threatened to withhold U.S. aid from Ukraine unless they fired a prosecutor looking into the alleged corruption involving the Bidens. Biden yesterday telling CNN he did nothing wrong, as the prosecutor in question was actually not investigating corruption enough. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Morris Meatpacking has recalled approximately 515,000 pounds of raw pork after an anonymous tip that they were producing products without inspections. The Food and Safety Inspection Service classified the health risk as high. The company, which is based in Maywood, Illinois, produced the raw pork products without federal inspection and outside of inspection hours. The items were produced from November 2017 to November 2019 and distributed to retail locations in Illinois. The products bear establishment number 18267. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.